everybody. Welcome to Stone Cold Magic Magazine. Today's interview, we have with us Dan Paulus, a local magician here in Utah, who is going to talk to us today about trade. And you are not going to believe some of the things that Dan has traded magic for. How about free dental work for his kids, chiropractic, a vasectomy. Yes, he traded for a vasectomy. Some physical product. We'll talk about some of the things like he got microphones and also a briefcase, his whole scandal with Dick Cheney. We'll talk about that later. Video footage, photographs, all kinds of different things. So
you read it all. I don't even talk now.
That's right. Yeah.
That's it.
That's the whole list. All right. That's the end of this podcast. Anyway, so Dan's here to talk to us. He is one of the few guys here in Utah that is making a living full-time as a performer. So he's got a lot of insight to offer us. And let's hear from Dan. Here we go.
All right. What do you want to know?
What do you think? I want to know about this vasectomy, how you got a vasectomy for trade. That's a procedure that I have no interest in doing, whether it's free or not.
Yeah, so. The guy who ended up with a vasectomy didn't want it either.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding. No. That was a condition where I met a doctor who specialized in men's health issues at a chamber of commerce that I was a member of, which I also did trade for that membership.
Excellent.
So I met him at one of the meetings, gatherings, and my wife at the time and I were through having children. So I asked him about a vasectomy and what it cost and what the procedure was. And then as he was speaking, I just threw in, hey, this is what I do. You want to trade? And he said, yeah. I mean, right on the spot. Like he was hoping I would ask.
Just waiting. Hey, I'm going to a magician today that needs some trade for some medical work. That's funny. So, excellent. Now, you mentioned the chamber. I think what's cool about that is that you get chamber can lead to other gigs.
Chamber can get
a networking deal.
Chamber of Commerce's love to trade. I met a lot of people there who ended up trading their services or product for memberships. And they usually only trade for the first year. After that, you're expected to continue paying. But at least you could try it out. You know, maybe a smaller one. In my experience, a smaller Chamber of Commerce produced more paying shows than large ones. And you can find that out by getting a trade, finding out if it's worth it, work the rooms.
Excellent.
If it was it, then you know if next year it's worth your time and money to put into it.
Yeah, and you get to meet a lot of people that you can potentially
meet a lot of people there.
That could potentially lead to better gigs, or other gigs, I should say.
Or a lot more trades.
Yeah, good.
Or vasectomies.
Or, yeah, very good. Okay, so along those lines, you've also mentioned that you've gotten some video footage and some photographs. If you go to his website, danscomedymagic.com, you can see the photographs on there. These are done by professionals, and they were done with trade. And the reason I bring that up is because, again, that's something that if you're a performing magician, you need to have a portfolio, and some of those things can be expensive. So let's talk about that for a second.
Well, the videos with the blue background, where I look a little bit younger than I actually am now, I'm going to get some more done. But they were done with a professional photographer's school. And they wanted some entertainment, and I wanted the pictures. So this was great because they actually had like 25 different photographers take pictures of me. And they sent me everything, and I got to pick the ones I liked.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and it's just a simple trade, and that was for a really small trade, as a matter of fact. It was for like a half-hour show.
Sweet.
No big deal.
So you did that for the school?
I did that for the school itself, or for, I don't know if it was a school or if it was a, a professional who was offering a service. One way, I don't know if it was an actual school, but it was at least a course that was offered to photographers who were trying to turn pro, and he was giving advice on how to take the pictures, which is another good thing I got.
Yeah.
Because now, you'll see one with a white background. I took some of the advice I was eavesdropping on while he was telling everyone how to shoot my picture.
Excellent.
And used that so I could take a better picture.
Very cool. Yeah, that's a good looking picture.
Yeah, not bad. Except it looks like I have hair.
Yeah. There's some Photoshop work too.
Shadows.
Now the video footage, tell me a little bit about that. That was, again, if you're...
The video footage was... this was a... do you remember the Incredible Universe stores when they went up? They were supposed to be a big... the Walmart of electronics, only even bigger. It was a huge complex, and they're opening up a Incredible Universe up in Utah, and they wanted a big grand opening with entertainment and everything, and they didn't want to pay anybody. and they were saying, you know, well, you're going to get a lot of free publicity. And every time I, you know, all you're getting there is free publicity saying that you will work for free.
Yes, exactly.
So I said, well, I'm not interested in free publicity, but here's what I will do, because they had professional video staff there right by the stage filming everything, because it was going to go out to the media. You know, they were making a big stink over it. So I said, I want my act filmed, and I want copies of the video and raw copies of the video. And so I got that and used it for a while. I don't use it anymore because my act has changed since then. It was a two-person act back then.
Oh, I didn't know. Was it with April?
Yeah.
Okay. So now that's an interesting situation there, because you had to sort of negotiate that deal.
Yeah.
That's
the case a lot of times. A lot of my trade's been partial trade. And that is, to me, one of the best ways of securing a gig that you really want when they don't want to pay you.
Okay, tell us about that.
Okay, so like, let's just say you want, I'll just throw a number out, you want $600 for a gig. And they say, we have a $300 budget. You don't say, well, okay, I'll do it for $300 then. That makes you sound like an idiot.
Never say that, guys. No. He's absolutely right. Never say that.
And, you know, you can say, well, I've got a shorter show for $300, and that always works well. But if you can say, well, what do you got to trade? Okay, and that's how I got, you mentioned the Halliburton case.
Yes.
Now, if I knew who Halliburton was, I would have said, oh, you know, you're full of crap. You got plenty of money. Give it to me, right. You greedy bastards. But they said, you know, we're only going to pay X amount of dollars. And I said, okay, tell me about these briefcases you have. And I'm a nut for cases. I love cases.
Yeah.
So, and this was an all metal bulletproof case with a combination lock on it. And they said they could throw that in. I said, you got a deal. I'll take the case.
Very cool.
And as the case was worth more than the show I was asking for. But to them, it was just extra.
Right.
You know, it was loose inventory they could just throw at me. So it was a win-win. I got some money and a nice case. I still own the case. And that was almost 20 years ago I did that.
Wow.
So
that was before he knew about the Cheney-Halliburton scandal.
If I knew that, I would have doubled my fee and donated the difference to the DMC.
There you go. Funny. All right, so I was looking at some of the physical products that you got. You mentioned something about getting a microphone, a wireless
microphone. Two wireless microphones.
What was that all about?
He was a representative for the Shure, I don't think he only represented Shure. He was just an electronics, and he wanted a kid's birthday party.
Oh, cool.
And couldn't afford my fees. I got two microphones. It cost more than what my fee was.
Yeah, Dan charges $10,000 for his birthday party shows.
Yeah, but they get free candy at the end.
Yes.
So.
Excellent. Okay, so I do want to come back in a minute to more about the negotiations and how to talk through that, but I want to hit a couple other ones here. So you've gotten a lot of medical stuff done.
Yeah.
You're
self-employed. I mean, until recently, you didn't have to have insurance.
Yeah.
And when you're first starting out, I first started out some 20-something years ago, I didn't have any insurance on me. I had to have some on the kids, so I paid for that.
Right.
But I figured, I'm young and healthy.
That's right. Yeah.
Vegetarian. I'm not going to die ever.
Yes.
So I didn't have it. So I would trade when I needed it sometimes. I got a... you mentioned the chiropractor.
Yeah.
He held open houses for his patients every year. And I was a patient of his first. I was paying.
Okay.
And just every time I was, you know, getting my neck cracked or whatever, I would be talking. He'd ask about your business, because it's a curious business. People are curious whether
Definitely.
They care about you or not. So I would tell him about what's going on, and he got more and more interested. And finally, he mentioned the big open house, and I said, how would you like to do some trade? So I got, this is a great deal, I got a year's worth of treatments for me and every member of my family.
Jeez.
For 3 hours of walk around during the open house.
That's a sweet deal.
And he did it 3 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's when I was visiting regularly, it was $50 a visit just for me. So that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an incredible deal. So now that you brought up an interesting point, you're already a paying member there. So what I think is interesting about that is you have this monthly bill that you made go away.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing as earning money, is eliminating a bill.
And it helps when you have a relationship with them.
Yes.
So
excellent. So think about that, guys. If you're going to a regular, your dentist regularly, or a chiropractor, or somebody that knows you personally, and they know you're a magician, try mentioning that to them.
Especially with the services that aren't covered on your insurance.
Yeah.
Chiropractic usually is not. Vasectomy definitely is not.
Right.
If your wife wants a nose job, say, hey, you know, next time you're holding one of your fancy cocktail parties, you know, I'll do it in trade for my wife's nose job.
Very cool.
You never know. And the worst thing to say is no, and you might get a partial trade out of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's even better.
Or they might go, no, but I will hire you. You never know.
You
just never know.
I have had that happen. I've offered a trade, and the person that I would be talking to doesn't have the power to trade. So he goes and talks to the superior, and the superior says, well, I want the magic show, but we don't do trade.
Right.
So you get
we're above a trade. Yeah.
That's fine. Cash is king. I'll take cash anytime.
Yes.
You pay me $700, I'll buy my own vasectomy.
Yes, exactly right.
But,
yeah. And that's the thing, too. Obviously, you can't live entirely on no money. I don't think you could trade for groceries necessarily.
No. I always shoot for the money first. And then if they don't have all the money, I try for partial first.
Yeah.
And then, you know what else? I forgot to tell you this. Big screen TV, plasma screen TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually,
I think this is what we talked about at Subway like last year when we decided we were going to do this interview.
Yeah.
That's what sparked my interest in talking to you about this.
This was a great deal because I wanted a big screen TV. My wife did not.
Yeah, didn't want to pay for it.
No.
I'm sure she was happy to have one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually approached them with the trade. And I didn't even offer the money.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Because if I come back and say, hey, I just got in trade a big TV.
Right.
So I didn't even ask for money. I said, hey, for trade, I will take it.
So who was this that you did this with?
They were a company, and I'm sorry I can't remember the name, because he specializes in building home theaters.
Okay.
So it wasn't like an RC Willie.
He probably has a wholesale account with these
TVs. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And it was great. He gave me I don't know how many inches it is. It's big. It's a plasma, which was lovely.
Sweet.
Great picture.
Yeah.
And since I wanted one, that was a way for me to get one.
That's a clever. So there you go, guys. There's some tips on how to manipulate your wife into getting what you want.
Please do.
Yes.
Say, honey, you know, ordinarily I wouldn't buy a new set of golf clubs, but it's free if I do a show for the golf club.
Just so you know, Dan is divorced, everybody.
But that's not why.
No, it's not why, not at all. All right. Now, here's the thing. We talked about, obviously, you want to get cash first.
Yeah.
But then the second thing is, if you can't get cash, go for the partial trade or the full trade. But here's the cool part. Those can lead to paying gigs.
They can't.
And you told me you had a couple of instances where that happened.
Yep. Mainly with the Chamber of Commerce,
okay,
of course, because you're in a situation where more people see it. And when it does lead to it, it's hard for it to lead to more gigs at, say, a company party, because you're at the party that everyone is going to go to.
Right.
But if you're doing it for an organization that many companies are part of, and they are the ones that get to see you,
hence that's the chamber. That's a perfect.
Yeah. Well, yeah, chambers are perfect, but there's many other variations thereof. I don't do this for trade, but this would be one that I would probably willing to if I wasn't getting paid for it. But one client I've had for over 10 years. Every year he has me come at the hospitality suite where he's smooching his clients.
Clever.
And they invite their clients.
Excellent.
To see it. So that's, you know, dozens of companies that get to see me perform every year.
Excellent.
And such like that. Another one, I did trade for a radio spot.
Oh, okay. Tell us about that.
I was trying a trade group, which I don't recommend, but only because I personally haven't had a great deal of success with it. But the one thing that did happen that was successful. Oh, yeah. Just dropped that anywhere there. We can start over.
No, that's all right.
I had a vasectomy.
Sorry about that, guys. I was trying to get bottle of water out of my fridge quietly, and I knocked over the shelf in the fridge while Dan was talking. Sorry about that.
So anyway, the one thing I got good out of the trade organization... how did I get that for free? I got that for free somehow. But it wasn't a trade. Yeah, but it wasn't... you know what? I remember. This is really weird, because it happened like 15 years ago, but this guy was setting up this trade organization where companies barter. It was a barter organization. And it was supposed to be $250 to join. And I traded, a partial trade, I paid $50, and the other $200, I was going to come and do a show for the guy. But he never asked for it.
Oh.
So, and then...
Never had to do the show.
Never had to do the show.
But you still got the membership.
I still got the membership.
Cool.
So, and within that, there was a barter deal between me, a radio station, and whatever the radio station wanted. So I ended up with a barter system with the radio station for 1 month worth of air commercials during the Christmas season, which did...
Perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, a car dealership called me right away. Hey, I heard your radio station.
Cool.
So, radio ad, rather.
So that's a perfect example there, getting some advertisement time, TV or radio, that can lead to more gigs.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, I understand that you've also had your basement finished through trade.
Well, my bathroom, in the basement, I wanted a second bathroom built. And I had it framed and plumbed. Guy came in with a jackhammer and found the water pipe and everything.
Jeez.
Wait till you hear what he got for this though. I did pay for material, I will say that.
Okay.
So I paid for the lumber. It was the expertise and the, so he did the framing, he did the jackhammering to find the pipes, he did the plumbing, and he didn't do the electrical but had the electrical plumbed. I had someone else come and do the electrical. I traded for that too. But he did all of that for a church show for his ward, for his church.
Okay, wow. Ward, that's Mormon speak for a church.
Right.
For those who don't know.
But it's, you know, those are the kind of shows that you're only going to get $200-$300 for in this area.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was...
if that. That's
easily $1,000 or more dollars worth of work from a contractor. And he's a licensed contractor.
Yeah.
So.
That's a sweet deal.
Yeah. Man.
I need my bathroom finished. So
find someone at a church who wants to trade.
That's pretty sweet.
Now here's another thing. He's an independent contractor. He doesn't work for a company. You will get more trades from someone if they don't have someone to answer to.
Yeah.
Self-employed people can trade services. Services are easy.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at it as, well, I can't do a magic show. There's no way I could entertain all my guests that I want entertained.
Exactly.
But I can pull your teeth, and I've done that with the dentist for my son's dental work.
Okay, cool.
So,
speaking of that.
Speaking of which, yeah, he needed some dental work that wasn't covered on the insurance. And he wanted entertainment for the local dental organization that he belonged to with other dentists there.
Okay.
Then another situation where other companies are getting to see you too, so that didn't hurt.
Right.
And my kid got his dental work done for free.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I understand there's a pretty good story behind how the teeth needed work in the first place.
Yeah, we didn't know. One of my sons tripped my younger son on purpose just to watch him fall because it was funny. Landed on his face, knocked out four teeth.
Jeez.
And we went into the dentist, discovered there was some gum disease underneath, and they probably would have fallen out all on their own along with half of his mouth if we didn't catch it in time. So,
wow.
So
there you have it.
Yeah.
So now let's talk a little bit about, you've been doing, how long has it been, 25 years or so performing full-time or professionally full-time?
Full-time since 92.
So 22 years.
I put 91 on my website, but I was doing a little something on the side to make some money.
Okay.
91's when I went pro. Okay. 92 is full-time-ish.
Okay. So if you wouldn't mind, talk a little bit about the interaction with the clients. Whether it's just how you get your fee in the first place, you don't have to expose how much your fees are if you don't want to, but just how do you talk to them? How does it sometimes lead to trade? Other times it doesn't. It just leads to getting a paid gig. I think that's information that the readers would like, or listeners in this case would like to hear about.
There's two ways. One is when you're just having a friendly conversation. A magician has a very unique and interesting job. People do want to know about it.
Yeah, they want to know what instrument you play, yeah. usually.
If you, yeah, I've had that. So just out of curiosity, eventually they'll say, well, how much for a show? And you throw right. your fee at them and they gag and exactly. choke and cough and wonder why you're making that much money.
Right.
They don't know that you're not doing that
yeah,
every show hours a day, or 8 hours a day. Yeah, if I could do that, I'd be rich in 1 year.
Yeah, exactly.
But, it's a friendly conversation. So then you just turn it and say, well, what do you do? And you just listen and you figure out, is this something I can use?
Yeah.
And if it's something like the big screen TV, it's something I desperately wanted,
right.
so I just, hey, throw it out. But if it's something you can even mildly use. I once got tickets to some stupid, sorry if you're into it, what do they call the big monster truck things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guy said, oh, I can give you some monster truck tickets.
Yeah, why not? I'll be a redneck for a day.
No, but I knew someone who could use them.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they were family, and I was like, okay, I'll use that as my gift to them.
See, now I would have said, hey, here's some tickets. What will you give me for them? You're much more generous than I am, apparently.
Yeah, I was nice. But you just listen, and if you want the gig enough, you can sometimes save it by offering full or partial trade. Just listen to what they do for a living, and then think of what they can give you. Sometimes it's ridiculous. You know, it's if they are a car dealership, odds are they're not going to give you a car.
Right.
However, I do know someone else who traded. I wish I had done it. Traded a year's worth of not car rental but lease.
Oh, sure, yeah.
In trade for a trade show.
Clever.
And I don't do trade shows. Now that's a higher value thing.
Yeah.
And so he gets to driving around in a brand new car for a year every time he does a trade show for him.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So was he able to get out of the lease after a year? Or
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though, because I know leases are not cheap. It's a few $100 a month anyway.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a new car.
But and I think there was a deal where he had to keep the car dealer's advertisement in the window or something, but... Who yeah. cares? You're in a new car for...
That you don't have to pay for.
And it's insured.
Yes, that's right.
You don't have to pay for that insurance very either. Cool. So, yeah, if I could get that, it could. So you just got to get creative sometimes. It's like, what do they have that may be a sideline thing to them?
Yeah.
You know, you could probably get web work done.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's an independent contractor. Maybe he wants a big party for a family reunion, and he says... And so the independents will offer themselves.
Right. And well, and oftentimes, I'm a web programmer, as most of you know as well, and I have done web work on trade. I've done magic on trade, too, but nowhere near at the level that Dan's talking about here. But if somebody comes to me with a compelling deal, I'll trade some web time. I know of guys who've traded web work to Genie Magazine to get ads in Genie Magazine for their products. So, yeah. So
do they want a show? I can do a show.
Exactly.
But and now and as an entertainer, you know that very often it's feast or famine months.
Yes.
You know, budgeting is everything.
Right.
And money you make in December has to pay for February and March. You know.
Yeah.
But so if you got nothing coming up, and this opportunity comes up, why not do it for trade?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, well, I think we covered just about every thing I had on the list. I think the most important thing here is the repeat gigs that you can get out of it, or it leading to other gigs, not necessarily repeat. And so we've covered that, so I think that's good. Is there anything else you wanted to cover?
No, just keep your mind open. You know, when you're talking to someone about a show, or if they call you up, and you throw out your fee and they sound insulted, yeah. rather than say, well, you know, I don't cross the street for my grandmother for less than $1,000.
Right.
Talk to them. You know, tell me more about the event.
Yeah.
At the very least, you can trade something that you really don't want just to save the gig.
Yeah.
At a lower fee.
Yeah.
Because you need the money.
Yeah. And like we mentioned earlier, the last thing you want to do is immediately drop to their lower price.
Right.
That's terrible negotiation skills. And it lets them know that maybe your show really wasn't worth the price you said it was anyway.
Right.
So yeah, that's an excellent.
I've even done stuff, and this is like fake trade. I've done fake trade.
Okay.
Say I've got an expense coming up and I desperately need $300.
Okay.
Someone calls in, I ask for double that, just for an example. So I said $600. They said, oh God, you know, we only got $300 and I desperately need that $300. I said, well, there's a way I can get it if you're interested. And they said, well, what is that? And I said, well, you're going to have a program. If you will give me a free ad in your program and maybe a list of your top contributors to the event, say it's a charity event,
right,
that I can market to, all I'll do is send them a postcard and, you know, that would be worth it to me.
Okay.
It's not really worth it to me.
Right.
But I want the $300. They think they're giving you something.
Right.
And to be honest, they feel better if you don't just jump down and lower.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know, they feel like they're getting something valuable.
Yeah. So that's some good tips on both trade and on maintaining the value of your show. The last thing you want is them to think that you'll do your $1,000 show for $50 just because that's all they've got.
Yeah.
So, excellent. All right, well, I guess that's the end of this one. Thanks a lot, Dan, for sticking around.
You're
for
welcome.
This. And this interview has taken us a year to do. We talked about it last year.
That's because you keep dropping your water.
That's right, yeah. So anyway, if you got any questions that maybe Dan would be willing to answer, you can post them in the comments section down below, and either I can talk to Dan or he'll come on the site and just answer them for you in the comments section. So thanks again for listening. That's the end of it for us. Peace and out.
So,
today's music and all music for Stone Cold Magic Magazine, StoneColdMagic.com, MagicReview.com, all of it I get from one source for the most part, and that is Incompetech.com by Kevin McLeod. He's got some excellent royalty-free music there. If you need music for your shows or for videos you're making, it's an excellent resource. It's absolutely free. All you got to do is give him credit. So check it out, incompetech.com, incompetech.com.